And report.
St. Lucia's opposition National Alliance unravels amidst expectations of a snap election. One case of skin anthrax has been confirmed in Puerto Rico, and after making restructuring proposals, Guyana threatens to abandon CARDI. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. CARI Forum foreign ministers meeting in St. Lucia today received some grim news from the European Union, a big cut in funding. The European Development Fund program is being cut from 90 million to 57 million euros because Africa's cries for assistance are deemed to be more urgent than those of the Caribbean. But that significant development is being sidelined in Castries because of political developments there. The opposition National Alliance, which intended to present a united front against the governing St. Lucia Labour Party in general elections, suffered another major setback today. As Pete Ninval's been telling me, the UWP faction of the alliance is pulling out.
The United Workers' Party has decided that it has had enough of the power struggle and so on that was associated with the breakup of the alliance into two rival factions. And so Dr. Morella Joseph, who is the leader of the opposition United Workers' Party, has decided that that party, that is the UWP, will go it alone at the polls. All of these new developments come ahead of a political rally